Good, thank you. Hey, good evening, everybody. It is Wednesday, January 28th, 2026, 7:03 p.m. This is the regular meeting of the mayor and council of the borough of Eatontown. This meeting has been advertised in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. A notice of the meeting has been published in the Asbury Park Press, the Star Ledger, and Link News, posted on the bulletin board in the lobby of Borough Hall, and posted to the borough website. Public comment is welcome at any time. If you can call the roll, please.
Mayor Tallarico?
Here.
Council President East is absent. Excuse me, Councilmember Ehrman?
Here.
Councilmember Escalante?
Here.
Councilmember Faust?
Here.
Councilmember Jones is absent. Councilmember Lawson?
Here.
Attorney Bayer?
Present.
And Administrator Lucia?
Present. Okay, we give the flag salute for lead tonight for council. Okay. We'll begin, I apologize, the moment of silence was just a carryover from a previous meeting, so we can just remove that. We'll begin with the approval of our minutes from the workshop and regular of January 14th, if somebody would like to move them.
Hello.
Lawson?
Second.
Ehrman? All in favor?
Abstain.
Aye.
We have some ayes, more ayes?
Yep.
All right, okay, great, with the abstention noted, Trina. Councilman Jones? Communications, if somebody will move it?
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Lawson, all in favor?
Aye.
Received our communications. Mayor's report, actually, Mr. Bayer, did you want to,
Yeah, we have, Mayor, we have executive scheduled for the end of the meeting on,
Litigation.
On a potential litigation matter. And then we also have a personnel matter we want to talk to council about.
Okay. So.
Which would require action.
Later on in the evening, so I think what we'll do is we're going to entertain a motion to go into closed session, could be resolution 45-2026 for potential litigation and personnel, Andy, if you could do it.
Yep. That's a, resolution authorizing executive session under the Open Public Meetings Act pursuant to that statute. A municipality may exclude the public from a meeting of the council where the council intends to discuss certain matters for which privacy is needed in order to protect the public interest or certain enumerated private interests. Such like the mayor and council discuss in session, not open to the public, certain matters required by law to be confidential, more specifically, potential litigation and personnel. It's anticipated that minutes from the deliberations conducted in closed session may be disclosed to the public upon the determination that the public interest will no longer be served by such confidentiality.
Would someone like to move that?
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Ehrman, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're just going to go in the back, if we can do that, and then we'll be back. Can't imagine it'd be more than 10 minutes, 15 minutes, Andy?
Right.
Okay. And then we'll be right back, guys. I'll entertain a motion to go back into open session.
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Lawson, all in favor?
Aye.
We are back in open session. It is 7:33 p.m. on January 28th. Mr. Bayer, walk us through. We're adding a resolution tonight to the
agenda. Yes, so for the count public and council, the borough's tax assessor has resigned for another position elsewhere. So the administrator has been interviewing candidates and has a recommendation to the council. So we have a resolution appointing tax assessor.
Okay. That's good, and that'll be tonight, and that's resolution 46, Trina?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're back into open session and the mayor's report. So I just wanted to provide a brief update on the CBA committee. We met twice. The members are in the process of engaging with the community for ideas on funding initiatives. The next meeting, I will probably hear some actual requests that they are putting through, and we'll update the council. All suggestions that are sent to any one of us are sent to the entire committee. Also wanted to discuss an idea about paving. As you know, one of the permissible uses of the $47 million from Netflix is paving roads. There are some rules we'll have to follow, and the timing of the paving is also important. Even so, I'd like to see council's appetite to look at a large-scale road program. What I would suggest is that we pick a period, we can say February, the month of February. During that time, we'd advertise to the residents to share with us the roads that they would like paved, where a sidewalk would be beneficial, curbing replaced, et cetera. We can take all those requests, along with the items we're already aware of, from the complaints that we receive internally, the PD, the DPW, put them all together to the borough engineer and all our special projects engineers, and ask them to compete. It'll drive down price, have them put together a road program. We can ask them to develop a general plan for paving based on the need. We could say, let's assume a $1 million plan, let's assume a $2 million plan, let's assume a $3 million plan. What are the priorities? What would you do? And what would it cost? And then the council will be in a position when it comes time to consider having how to spend that money and what to spend. We'll have several options. So we will need to work with the redevelopment lawyer for the borrowing, but just wanted to see if anybody would be interested. I'm trying to line up a lot of the large-scale capital projects that we spoke of in October. I had already stated that I met with the sewer authority to, they're going to come to the council with a request on infrastructure improvement soon. I met with the board president and the superintendent to try to get them engaged in how we can help the schools. And, you know, based on when our funding is timed, there's a certain time that would be opportune for the borough to actually time so there would be no impact to the residents. The Wampum Dam, I've already said, is an urgency, and now I'm just asking for paving. Would anyone be interested in doing that? The administrator would make a flyer, or ask someone to make a flyer. We would post it on Facebook, advertise through our own to get the residents to give us streets. We could probably use the clerk's email address. She can send everything to the engineers, but I think we have 3 or 4 engineers that would participate. So any thoughts on that? Or
yeah, I would love to see some kind of feedback from the residents about certain streets that they feel that it's time to repave it. And also, if we can use that platform to get some people to let us know what street lights are out.
Mm.
And they've been out for a while.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of people, they try to contact the JCPNL.
Yeah, that's
the
lost case.
Any response. So I like that.
Yeah. And also, just as an aside, he's not, I just want to add one more thing. We did put money in last year's capital. There's a company that came to the borough looking to do a street light study. It's virtually impossible to get JCP&L to stay on top of all the lights. You can actually pay a group to go out at night, look at all the lights, catalog all the requests, and take a look at what the borough is paying for but not actually getting. So that might be something we present at a future time, but certainly, you know, what you said is a good
point. Right, yeah, I wanted also to make sure that, you know, those numbers are realistic, that, you know, we're not being overcharged.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, of course. Of course. Any thoughts, Lawson or Carl, Danielle? But anyone objects to?
No, I'm okay with that.
Yeah. So the theory would be if we pick the month of December and we advertise and said, okay, email the clerk, Smith Street. Maybe they attach a picture. Maybe they don't. And then we send all that to the engineers. The engineers kind of know where some of our concerns are around town. The police department, the DPW would share as well. And then if the council has an appetite for a $3 million program, well, we can build that. If it's a $1 million program, we can build that. It would just see. And putting every, and it's kind of the most democratic because the people can submit and we're paving based on the needs. So
maybe we can look for grants also if it's available.
Yeah, and based on the roads, some grants qualify for state aid and some grants don't. So the smart engineer, when they submit their proposal, will include the fact that this road is eligible for state aid and this road isn't. That's how we got certain roads paved. We always match it with an eligible road. So a lot of our roads have been paved by grants. So Candace, any objection?
No, I think it's a great idea. I think the residents would be thrilled if we paved the roads because that's all they do is complain about the roads.
Yes.
And with justifiable cause. So
certainly one of the reasons, yes, they do. So let's put that out. Billy, if you can get it out February 1st, February 2nd, we'll give like a month, make a nice flyer, we'll post it, and we can post that out to everybody, and then we'll go from there, and that'll be good. So we're happy to hear that. And committee reports, I have Council President East briefly just wanted me to add Thank you to the fire and the first aid for assisting OEM and DPW during the past snowstorm. The next fire department meeting is February 3rd at 7:30. The next first aid squad meeting is at February 10th. Senior housing will meet February 10th as well. And due to the snowstorm, the January 26th CERT meeting has been rescheduled to Monday, February 2nd. Thank you. Finance and Ordinance, Councilman Jones.
Yes, Mayor. The Finance and Ordinance Committee, we have scheduled our next meeting date to February 5th, which is a Thursday, at 10 o'clock in the morning via Zoom. I just sent out a calendar invite to the committee members. So we are looking to meet on the first Thursday of the month at 10 a.m. In regards to the Cannabis Regulatory Commission, their last public meeting was held on YouTube or live stream only, and that was on Tuesday, January 13th at 11 a.m. The next public meeting is scheduled for Thursday, February 12th at 11 a.m., and it will be held both as hybrid, so it will be in person at the Civil Service Commission building in Trenton, and also available to watch online via live stream / YouTube. The New Jersey Board of Education, the last public meeting was held on Wednesday, January 7th at 9 p.m. The next public meeting is scheduled for Wednesday, February 4th. The backup date in case of inclement weather will be February 11th at 9 a.m. And it will be at the New Jersey Department of Education building in Trenton. And just as a friendly reminder, the public may participate by providing comments or written testimony, but only testimony is available at the January meeting, the May meeting, and September. So the next time that public comment or testimony will be available for the public will be in May. Regarding the Board of Education, the last meeting was on Monday, January 26th at 7 p.m., and they had their original audit for the academic year 25, and they reviewed that. The next Board of Education meeting is scheduled for Monday, February 9th at 7 p.m. in the All-Purpose Room at Memorial Middle School. The last Board of Education meeting for Monmouth Regional High School was held on Tuesday, January 20th at 7:30 p.m. The next meeting will be held on Tuesday, February 17th at 7:30 p.m. at the Monmouth Regional High School in the SLEED conference room. No updates on the Cannabis Industry Ad Hoc Committee. The Environmental Commission, they had their last meeting on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. in the council chambers. A couple quick announcements is that they are looking to restart their work on their environmental justice plan, so they will be reaching out to different borough committees, and they're also setting up a process to get feedback from residents about the plan. So please, I will, once those updates are available, I will have them available to you. The next commission meeting is scheduled for Tuesday, February 24th at 7 p.m. here in the council chambers. We're still trying to finalize a date, but the Health and Human Services Committee will be meeting for the first time of this year in February. It will be held via Zoom. The meeting will be open to the public. So once that date is time is finalized, that information will be posted on the borough's website and the Facebook page. For the Substance Abuse Prevention Alliance, their last meeting was actually held on January 15th at 10:45 in the morning. I was not able to attend, so I did reach out to Mr. Giuliano to follow up to see if anything pertinent needs to be shared, but no response. The next Alliance meeting is scheduled for Thursday, March 19th at 10:45 a.m. No updates from the Community Service Alliance or Open Court Sportsmen. Youth Committee, their next meeting or an event will be held on Wednesday, February 4th at 6:30 p.m. at the Eatontown Community Center. Just a couple updates for in terms of events. There will be a Black History Month event in February. There will all be a Women's History Month in March. The Mingo Jack Celebration of Remembrance will be held on Sunday, March 8th, 2026 at Wampum Memorial Park, and Women Public Office Day will be held on Thursday, March 19th. That will probably be a Zoom event. I am just finalizing the details for that. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Councilwoman. Since you mentioned the Youth Committee, I'll tell you, one member of the Youth Committee said that the borough should buy a penguin with the Community Benefits Agreement Fund. So, I don't care where you stand, Republican or Democrat, we're buying a penguin for that kid. Police, public lights, and parking.
I have no comments on what the purchases are.
I think that's
that, that is the will of the committee.
That's right. A penguin would be awesome.
Yes.
Councilman Ironman.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't have a police report today, but I want to take this opportunity to thank our DPW for doing excellent job clearing the roads after the storm. I drove around other towns, and none of these roads are clean like Edentown. So I want to say thank you to our DPW and to our police department for keeping us safe.
Thank you. I had a cab driver call me to tell me that our roads were the best roads than all the ones that he delivered. I'd never met him before. He just called me. Councilman Lawson, Parks and Recreation.
Thank you, Mayor. Since our last meeting, Borough Council meeting, we did not have Parks and Recreation meeting. If you got a second, check out the Econ Adult Fitness class scheduled for 2026. They offer boxing for beginners, boxing fundamentals too, healthy foams, cardio scope, chair yoga, yoga, tai chi, cardio, cardio core, and more. All classes take place at the community center, 72 Broad Street. Cardio core and more is free to Econ residents and $10 for non-residents. Zumba is $10 per class. Everything else is free. You can register online at www.eatdownrecnj.com. The next advisory committee meeting will be on Thursday, February 5th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. in the second floor conference room right here at Borough Hall, 47 Broad Street. I just like to mention a few things if you don't mind. The 2026 Winter Olympics, officially the 25th Winter Olympic Games, is scheduled to take place Friday, February 6th to Sunday, February 22nd, 2026 in Italy. Also, the 60th NFL Super Bowl will be held on Sunday, February 8th, 2026 at 6:30 p.m. Representing the AFC, Football Conference, will be the New England Patriots. Representing the NFC, National Football Conference, will be the Seattle Seahawks. Although this is not a Winter Olympics reference, there's a little Olympics / Eatontown, New Jersey / Eatontown Council connection. Eatontown resident Tom Price won an Olympic gold medal in rowing, the Cochless Pairs, at the 1952 Helsinki Games with partner Charles Waugh, representing Rutgers University Athletics. After the surprise victory, the duo also won gold at the 1955 Pan American Games. Following his rowing career, Tom Price was a longtime resident of Eatontown, New Jersey, where he operated Price's Liquor and served as Eatontown's postmaster for the United States Postal Service. Tom also volunteered his service for the Pride in Eatontown Committee and also the Shade Tree Committee. Tom's father, F. Bliss Price, was the mayor of Eatontown from 1948 to 1960. The F. Bliss Price Arboretum, with the main entrance located on the front of the road, is named after him. That being said, in a kind of same way as to this, where I thought about after I was getting all that information together, I'd like to suggest that in each park that we put out a plaque or some kind of kiosk with a flyer of information of what that each park stayed after, a little background on it. So when people come into town and go to the park, they can see what lies in that park by, you know, the information about the background, because there's a lot of information about each person for each park.
Yeah.
I love that. I love that idea.
I love that.
That's a great idea.
I'm going to have you start suggesting all my ideas from that one, Carl. Yeah, I think that's great. We can get pricing for kiosks. We have them vendors in our system. Put some wording together. It's good placemaking, and it's not an expense, really.
Yeah.
What if we did a plaque, like a nice wooden plaque that, you know, like how they have it historic sites where they...
Yeah, well, the ones that I think it should be consistent for every park.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, come up with something, Carl.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Sounds good. Councilman Faust, DPW and insurance.
Yes. So on Thursday, January 15th, we had our complete streets advisory committee meeting. We discussed with the traffic safety officer some speed enforcement areas. We also discussed attendance for the complete streets summit and the bike and walk summit. And a conversation about the possibility of lowering the speed limit on Industrial Way as well. Thursday, January 15th, the Shade Tree also met. We discussed with a gentleman from the Environmental Commission about moving locations of plaques that we have right now because unfortunately the trees have died. So they had picked out two new locations to possibly move the plaques. So we're speaking with CCW about that presently. We also discussed about T&M coming in to discuss with new and old members, kind of as a refresher, slight site plan review, so that when we write our memos to the board, that you know that everybody is able to engage and discuss these site plans. And Danielle also reached out to the Environmental Commission, so they will also be coming to that meeting, so that way the Shade Tree Commission and the Environmental Commission can get trained on the same night, so we don't have to have like T&M coming out two separate nights. Also, we have a Fall Leaves Photo Contest winner. I did fall a little bit short. I didn't want to make Trina's life terrible by saying add something on to the workshop. So I will I'll tell her to put that on the workshop for the next meeting, our Fall Leaves Photo Contest winner. And so I think you guys remember from last year, we had a really great picture. We showed them on the website. So, and we'll also have the picture and the winner on the Borough Facebook page. Yep, and for my DPW report, as you guys know, on January 25th, we had a major snowstorm hit the East Coast. Our DPW was out in full force. They pushed, as we know, plowed our town three times, assaulted twice. This resulted in around 900 hours of man hours worked and 91 tons of salt used. I do have to say, I think Councilman Ehrman hit the nail on the head in regards to if you had to travel outside of Eatontown, you did really see the difference in what our roads look like compared to other towns. And I can tell you in the town that I worked in, I actually almost got stuck trying to turn into my job. So they did a great job. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank them, you know, for being out on those dangerous roads. During that time, you know, they spent day and night away from their homes and their families to ensure the safety here in town. And I wanted to let them know that we on this council and in this room appreciate all the hard work that they do for us and all of our emergency services as well. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Councilman Escalante, Public Buildings and Tenants Rights.
The Historical Committee met on January 20th. It was via Zoom due to the cold weather. The committee felt it would be better for those to attend via Zoom. Unfortunately, we had an issue with the Zoom, so the meeting got cut short. But during the meeting, the officers were reelected, same again. And there was a discussion with Ali Mandawi about coming in and doing a video of the museum with the history of it so that it could be shared on the historical website and Facebook page so that we can get some more, you know, viewings of the museum and get people more excited about it, which I think is really great. The next meeting for the Historical Committee will be February 17th at 7 p.m. at the museum, as long as there's not bad weather. If there's bad weather, it's freezing cold, we'll probably do it Zoom again because most of the committee are elderly and they would prefer not to be out in the real bitter cold or travel in the bad weather, and I don't blame them. January 26th, the Library Board of Trustees met. They re-upped one of the members who was due for renewal in their position. There was some discussions in regards to reading of books and a variety of other things. The meeting was relatively short. The next meeting will be March 16th. Tenants' rights will meet on February 5th via Zoom, and the information for that is on the borough page. The borough building committee is planning on meeting next week, hopefully on, I believe it's the 4th, to discuss the borough building. I'm actually meeting with the chief of police next week on Tuesday to discuss the police's needs and wants in the borough building, including the gun range and a few other variety of things. And I did want to just read one thing, which, Trina, I will give to you after I read it.
Okay.
I want to address the growing narrative that my questions and concerns about the new borough building are somehow problematic or obstructive. As an elected official, my responsibility is to ask questions, especially when a project involves significant public spending, long-term financial commitments, and decisions that will affect this town for decades. Careful scrutiny is not lack of support. It is the very definition of fiscal responsibility and good governance. My concerns are rooted in process, transparency, and completeness of information. I have asked for reports, comparisons, cost analysis, and timelines so that the decisions are made with clarity, not assumptions. That should never be viewed as adversarial. It is how sound decisions are made. Disagreement or discomfort with questions does not mean the questions are invalid. In fact, when leaders welcome inquiry, it strengthens public trust. When questions are treated as inconvenience, trust erodes. I am not opposed to progress, and I am not opposed to providing safe, functional spaces for our employees and police. I am opposed to rushing decisions without fully understanding the costs, alternatives, and long-term consequences. The residents of this town deserve due diligence, not defensiveness. This is the standard I intend to uphold, regardless of whether it is welcome or not. I am not against anything, and I want to make that clear because it is repeatedly brought up to me that I am against the employees, I am against the police, and I am against doing something about this building. And I am not, and I will continually repeat that so that everybody understands. I'm not the enemy, I'm just doing what I was elected to do. Thank you, that's the end of my report.
Thank you. With regard to the Zoom, Danielle upgraded the account so the time limit shouldn't be an issue anymore.
Right.
So please just...
I think it happened
to everybody. So just let us know if it's not upgraded. We think we got the emails to make us think it was, but let us know if there's any more problems.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, because it just... And everybody's like, what?
Yeah. So...
I did reach out to Danielle. And I was able, she's actually sent me, because I have the same one issue with the Environmental Commission. I now have a new Zoom account, so that's been uploaded to our webpage. I've also sent the calendar invite to my commission members. So if you reach out to Danielle tomorrow, she will be able to set, if it got already reset out for you, she'll set up one.
Yeah, she did. She already did. We already talked about it. She already reset it for me.
Perfect.
Perfect. Great. Administrator's report. Old business, Andy, this is Ordinance 1, 2026.
Did you leave a copy of
that? Yes, I saw a copy there highlighted earlier.
Nope.
Question Trina.
Yes, Mayor, this is an ordinance accepting dedication of roadways on Fort Monmouth from the Fort Monmouth Economic Revitalization Authority.
If we can, yeah. So, would someone like to move for a public hearing?
Move.
Yes, go on.
Second.
Aramid, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
The meeting is now open to the public. If anybody would like to be heard on Ordinance 1, 2026. Okay.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Ali Madawi, 114 Waypoint Drive. Oh, I just got a suggestion, if I may. You mentioned earlier about potentially doing an email for the town about the lights.
Mr. Madawi, this is just for this ordinance only. This is public comment for the ordinance.
Okay.
Seeing no one, I just want to give respect. Ms. Williams, are you?
I think you were looking at me.
Why? I mean,
I don't have done my papers here.
Oh, I apologize. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So we'll close the public hearing. Third reading, Mr. Van.
Yes, this is an ordinance accepting dedication of roadways on Fort Monmouth from the Fort Monmouth Economic Revitalization Authority.
Okay. Would someone like to move this?
I move.
Second.
Ehrman, seconded Escalante. Trina, call the roll.
Councilmember Ehrman?
Yes.
Councilmember Escalante?
Yes.
Councilmember Faust?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
And Councilmember Lawson?
Yes. Meeting is now open for public comments on agenda items only. If anybody would like to be heard on agenda items, please come to the microphone. Any item on the agenda? Nope, seeing no one? Okay. Bills and claims and biweekly payroll, if somebody would like to move it?
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Lawson? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, paid our bills and biweekly payroll. Resolutions 37 through 44 and 46, which is for the tax assessor.
Mayor, I'm sorry. We're going table.
Sir.
Yes.
Resolution 37, which is a...
Okay, that's just kind of hard to hear, guys. I'm sorry.
Which is a developer's agreement with Surrey Equities. So that needs a little more time and work because that project's been broken up into different developers. Mm-hmm. So we're going to need a number of different developer
sure.
agreements.
Sounds good.
Which we learned, as we were doing the,
yes.
the agreement. So we would ask that be carried or
sure.
tabled.
Do we take a motion to carry it to table, or do we just kind of just move on?
You can take a voice vote.
All right. So would someone like to move to table Resolution 37?
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Lawson, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
And then I would ask, you were saying that the tax assessor resolution is 46. What's 45?
The
closed session.
And it's 46. So that's resolution appointing tax assessor.
Okay. So this is, we're going to be doing resolutions 38 through 44.
Can I ask a quick question?
Sure.
Resolution 43, 2026 for the $121,444 for the gazebo grant.
Yeah.
Is that a matching grant?
No. The municipality can put money in the rec trust fund if they want to sweeten the pot for the application, but it's not a match.
Okay, so we're going to go for the whole $121,444 to rebuild
yeah,
the gazebo.
Yeah, replaces the concrete, the electrical, the shingles and the roofing, the railings, put some built-in benches, electrical updates, if I didn't say that yet.
Okay, I just wanted to see if it was matching or not.
Nope, it's not matching, but sometimes you put in a little bit, sometimes you don't. It's different things for different GCA grants, but it's not required. Okay, so 38 through 44 and 46. Can we take them together? All right, someone like to move 38 through 44 and 46?
I'll move.
Lawson?
I'll second.
Harriman? Trina, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Harriman?
Yes.
Councilmember Escalante?
Yes.
Councilmember Faust?
Yes.
Councilmember Jones?
Yes.
And Councilmember Lawson?
Yes. Consent agenda motion, receiving our historical committee report.
I'll move it.
Jones?
Second.
Lawson, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Remarks from council. Anyone on council have any comments?
I just have a quick question. The historical committee, I forgot to ask this, is wanting to know what we're going to do for the 250th.
I was going to ask the historical committee.
Yeah.
The historical committee has...
There's things planned, but they wanted to know if the town was going to specifically do anything.
So one of the items from that was suggested from the community benefits agreement was a partnership with Monmouth County for a larger scale event that we might partner with Oceanport to do something that we couldn't do in one location here, and it would be open to all the Eatontown residents, and I'd let Tom or Noam kind of discuss that if and when that happens, and the borough would have funds for that, number one. Number two, volunteers, it's always hard to get volunteers to do what they want. We have the funds to support any program, so if that's something they would like to do, that would be great, anything they would like to promote.
Okay.
It's just, in the past, somebody was going to make a medallion or a challenge coin, and I don't know what happened to that. They wanted to do bags. They have extra speakers. I mean, we do have the funds to promote community involvement, so whatever, encourage them. Do you have any specific...
No. We just kind of... The meeting got cut short before we really could get into it.
That's okay.
Because we were, one of the first towns to sign the resolution for it, so...
Yeah. It's just, the problem is you have the same three people doing all the work on the historical committee, and it's trying to, but a low number, trying to encourage people. So anything they want to do, we have the funds for it. I would love to partner with them anywhere we can.
Okay, I'll bring that back to them.
I think after the last meeting or the meeting before that, I think that Ms. Williams and I think we were all in a circle talking about some things. I'd be more than willing to sit down with you guys and take a look at some things and come up with a plan.
All right, I'll see what we can do.
And to piggyback off of that, I was actually at the county meeting yesterday in regards to. See, you're just famous today. I apologize. I have 250th anniversary pins and cups, but I left them at home. So you'll have them next time. But they do have plenty of things. They have coloring books.
Coloring books, yep. Know about the coloring books.
There is going to be an essay and a poetry contest. So when that is available, so third through fifth grade can do a poem. And then 6th through 8th grade can do an essay. So that information will be shared. Other municipalities in Monmouth County shared some of their activities and what they're going to do. There's going to be a 5K. There's going to be a gala. There's even going to be the, I don't know the official words, so I'm just going to describe it. This tall, fancy booth with the sails. They will be going up to New York for the Macy's fireworks. So there's a lot of information shared. They also have swag immersed on sale for the 250th anniversary convention, a commemoration of Independence Day. So I do have some information with me tonight. I will make sure to bring everybody their cups and their pins tomorrow. I will be happy to also partner with you and Councilman Faust, Maria, in regards to putting those things together, because especially with the essay contest, the poetry contest, I am happy to share it with the youth committee as well as the Board of Education.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll reach out to Ms. Williams and the two of you and maybe coordinate a Zoom or something where we can get together, or a meeting in person. We can get together so that we can connect with the county and do some more stuff.
Sounds good.
Absolutely.
And community engagement is the community benefit. So if you want some funds for that, I have no doubt whatsoever we can fund.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Anyone else from council before we open to the public?
A couple things.
Oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to remind Andy about the opting out the tax assessment.
Oh, yes.
I was going to say that at the end, but you could.
Yes, we're on it. I guess we were hoping there was some county action that may have obviated.
Yeah, the county action, I would like to respectfully suggest, contrary to some of the insinuation that a wait and see implied doing nothing, there's going to be action soon. And so my recommendation is that we give Andy to the next meeting and see. So we are kind of marching in step here. I think there's enough people talking. A lot of mayors have been meeting and talking about it, and I think we're going to see some positive action moving forward. And so let's just, if we wouldn't mind, another 2 weeks. And then, Andy, if not, you can come to the February, or whatever, 11th meeting with an update at that point. Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely.
Ms. Jones?
Just a couple things. First of all, major kudos to DPW. I did have to drive around, and I can honestly say our roads were cleared very well in comparison to other municipalities. So thank you for a job well done, and thank you to our police, fire department, all of our emergency services that kept us safe, especially during the storm. Potentially we may be hit by another nor'easter this weekend, so please stay safe, stay warm. Also just I'll continue to remind folks, please get your COVID-19 vaccine boosters as well as your flu vaccines. The flu and COVID are still flying around, and people are getting very, very sick. And because there's no national guidance from the CDC, it has been inconsistent in terms of guidance or what to do, especially if you do test positive. So please I do encourage you, please stop by your nearest pharmacy or your doctor's office and get the flu or vaccine shot. I also want to share, there have been some concerns about what's been going on out in the world, so I just encourage everybody, please just take care of yourself. Follow the golden rule. Treat yourself as you wish to be treated. Like, take care of your neighbors. I know there's a lot going on, and there's a negative and a heavy cloud, and I'm seeing it even with my students. They're reporting higher levels of anxiety, even depression. Some of them are fearful to even go to school. So please just be cautious, be careful, take care of your neighbors, check on them. My poor dad, even though he's ill, we were helping out our neighbors next door because they're elderly and they fell while shoveling snow over the weekend. So please just take care of everybody, be kind, be courteous, but also take care of yourself too.
Thank you, Councilman. Anyone else for open to the public?
Yeah, real quick, I also want to say thank you to DPW and the police department for all they did during the storm and for all the stupid storms we're probably going to get this winter, because it sounds like it's going to be a really ugly winter. So thank you now, and thank you for the future.
We're very lucky.
Okay, the meeting is now open to the public if anybody would like to be heard in any matter affecting the borough of Eatontown.
Hi, Kathy Williams, tonight, Dave Broad Street. I'm here with good news tonight, Mayor. This is the 250 information that I promised both of you. So there is a digital art contest for ages 14 and up, and there's an art contest for 18 and up. And that is ending April 3rd, so they have to hustle, but I'll leave these for you guys. The essay contest will be opening in February. I will get that directly to your email, so I'm at email today.
Yes, I did. I did respond back. Question for you. The flyers that you sent to me about the archive, are those the ones you sent me?
Yeah,
and I will forward them to the Mount Regional High School Board of Education tomorrow.
Okay. All right. And I did talk to Councilwoman Escalante, and we have a lot of great ideas. Of course, many of mine are children-oriented, because they're my soft spot, but we do have a lot of simple things that we could do with the town, and I'd be happy to help as part of I work for the 250 committee. I'd be happy, obviously, in my town to come in and help, but people are doing trivia, and maybe it's just an in-house art contest. This is pretty serious, these, but maybe we could do something in here that would be easier for the students, maybe recognize them, like something like that. But if you guys need any materials, I can get you hundreds of coloring books. I'd be happy to bring them. Yes.
That's good.
She's willing to give us a whole stack, so I'm going to reach out to the board.
I'm sure the museum will love them.
Yeah, please. Whatever you like.
Ms. Williams, I think that the art idea is a great thing. I started Cookies in Canvas. It's been a year of them now. And so one of the things I was hoping to bring up in our Zooms was possibly doing one that was focused in on, you know, celebrating our 250th. So I'll reach out to Ms. Barber, our art teacher, and that one I think will be an easy fix up. We can get that on the books and rolling.
I mean, there's easy things you can do. Schools have done Red, White, and Blue Day, patriotic music. You know, you can have just a drawing contest. You can take something out of the coloring book, but there's a lot of ideas, and I'm already in touch now with the email with you, and I've spoken to you about and you at the last meeting, so.
Can you email me the flyers?
Yes.
Thank you.
Sounds good. Thank you. Anyone else? No one else?
Nope.
Okay, so what's up here? How are you?
Kevin Gonzalez, 4-Surrey Lane. I just wanted to ask Mayor if you know if anything could be done about this. On during Eatontown cleanup day, we were assigned to do the Wall Street Extension Road, which is the road that's between the White Ridge Cemetery and the North Street Ramp. So we cleaned up that area, went around on the cemetery property because there was some trash in there, and it was just very troubling. We saw some tombstones that were in there that were probably about 15, 20 feet into the brush. I actually stepped on one of them before I realized I was stepping on a tombstone. Some of these are veterans. I mean, it's obviously, it's just overgrown. I don't know if it's good for a Boy Scout Eagle project, or it's something that we can contact the cemetery. It's just kind of disrespect.
So unlike, you can answer that, unlike Locust Grove, which we are the owners of, that's privately owned, so whatever Candace's answer is, we could do through the ownership if they give us permission.
So I'm pretty active with my dad's VFW. They were the Gilchrist branch, and right now they're I believe, meeting at the Elks in Eaton. So I go every year, and I place the flags down at a lot of those tombstones and at White Ridge. And so year after year, I was seeing the same exact thing and it getting worse and worse. So the one thing that I had kind of started was I came to council and I had talked to them about possibly doing a pilot project at Locust Grove. You know, I did a session where I learned how to do historic gravestone remediation and was trained. And then, so the hope was to kind of see if I could train some others in historical gravestone remediation and then start the pilot project where I would take on veterans, and it'd be a way for them to, you know, where they might not necessarily want to sit down and talk about, you know, what they've experienced or what they're feeling, but maybe they just want to put their hands to work and use that as a way, you know, to come to terms with how, you know, how they're feeling and how they're doing. I find that a lot of times when people don't want to speak, that finding a hands-on project is a great way to kind of relieve some of that. And so my goal was then, I have another really great woman that was helping, and was to extend that. And when we kind of got Locust Grove under control, we would be able to use those pictures and everything to then go to White Ridge and say, we would like to take on this project. We would like to expand this program. And so, like, with my connections through the VFW, and also I've reached out to, you know, the veterans group. And it's, I think I had explained to the council, too, that it's actually a little bit different how Monmouth County runs versus, like, other counties, because other counties have, like, a specific county-run, like, organization, whereas Monmouth County focuses on a state or so. So you had to go through, like, a different route. But the woman, I think, that did Ocean County, I had a great conversation with her about how we're looking to do things. But I wanted to let you know that I couldn't agree with you more, and that's a project that's very close to my heart because I get to see how terrible that, you know, they're... It's horrible. It's disgraceful.
I'll send the pictures. I took a couple of pictures. I'll send them to Ms. Lindsay so she can forward it to the council. One of the pictures I actually circled because it's hard to see the tombstone under the brush.
Yeah.
It's really, really hard ones.
There's also a group. So I know, there's a very well-known group called Atlas Preservation, and they do, if any of you have gone to see pretty much anything history-wise, they probably have their hands in it. So they did the Jamestown settlement. They do a lot of military and old cemeteries throughout the country. They actually do a 48-state tour where they come and they will help train you. I wanted to try and get them to come closer here. The issue was a lot of our locations, they don't have the best water resources and stuff like that, whereas others have better. They were really great resource to me. I can show you pictures. I actually did the wampum stone. So, and I can show you the before and afters. It's night and day. I can show you some of the tombstone work that we've started at Locust Grove. And I think that this is a really great training. And, you know, obviously I'll keep, council abreast of, like, everything. I know that we were working on stuff in regards to Locust Grove. We were looking to tie a knot on that, just checking our survey lines. And it looks like that kind of, like, finalized recently.
It's been our survey back
today. And
perfect timing, Kevin.
Yeah. So I'm looking to really go, like, full throttle with that.
We have some of the, sorry to interrupt you, we have chemicals already, well, not really chemicals, they're safe, but from Atlas Preservation left over, and we were going to order more, so definitely be a part of it.
That's great about preserving the tombstones, you can't even see the tombstones.
Yeah.
So that's why I bring up the Cub Scouts or the Boy Scouts, because I know they were always looking for
kids. If we can get, I'll call them tomorrow or Friday, and if we can get permission, they give permission to put flags. They don't mind if we pick up litter. I don't know if they're going to want us to use equipment and then if someone gets hurt, but if they give us permission, that would be fantastic.
It's very specific, though, for historic tombstones especially. So it does require a training. I'm not saying that it's like a crazy training, but, it could be something that we could look at, but, I think that, obviously since it's like a historic aspect of it, we may want to look at possibly getting those kids trained up then and see what kind of instruments have to be used to move them up, and so because it's very specific to that. But I would love to do
that. That's cool, Kevin.
I can help them out and I could get them trained in doing
that. Maybe they can get a badge for it too. Maybe they can get a scalp badge. Yeah, and the interesting thing is, years ago, probably even before you did scouts, we used to all pour the plaster of Paris on the tombs. And the first thing they tell you in training that we went was, don't ever pour a plaster of Paris because it's actually chipping away. But who knew 30 years ago, right? So that's a great idea. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else before we adjourn? Mr. McDowell.
114 Waypoint Drive. First of all, thank you all for DPW and really... Looks pretty out there, really, really did. Because I drove through Ocean and really different towns, and you can tell the difference. I want to give you a shout out for uploading those minutes, and the next day they're always available. That is amazing, clear, concise. And a suggestion, if I may. I've heard earlier you mentioned about an email for the town to send about with Dick Church for the lights and all that. Instead of getting thousands upon thousands of duplicates of emails of the same neighbor and whatnot, if we do a form, like a Google form, it's a lot easier and you can just filter and it can turn into an Excel spreadsheet and so on and so forth. It's efficient, it's effective, and it's free. The second thing, is there any way to use the same communication system that we have for emergencies or when the power is out and whatnot for communicating these council meetings?
So the emergency stuff, we have to be very careful with it because some people get fatigued when emergency services go out, and we don't want to mix the two there. But one of the things I spoke about at a meeting or two ago, and one of the expenses that I think the CBA committee wants to cover, is better communication. There are, and this goes back, back when Councilman, Corcoran and I were talking about this a long time ago. There are a lot of modern apps now that tie right to the web page to push notifications, where you can go in and assign yourself to certain categories that you're interested in, and as the clerk ups those from council, if Mr. Smith wants council updates, he'll get the notification. If he wants traffic, then when Sergeant Bartlett promotes that, he'll get that. So there are a lot better platforms, and I think we're looking at improving our web page for that. So there are ways, and the current webpage does have features like that to some degree. We could look into it.
Yeah, exactly. 99% of the.
It does. Yeah. Our at least from when I post the agenda and stuff like that, I always click on the send notification. Mm-hmm. So whoever is signed up for council notification should be receiving.
And sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Like that's the odd part. Like there's some anomaly with the webpage. It needs to be.
Yeah.
We need it, but.
Yeah. I think it just could make life a whole lot easier because I feel for you guys when it's like comments upon comments of things that sometimes people don't even know what they don't know and they assume things and they just start saying stuff.
Yeah, you deal with it a lot.
A little bit. So I think that'll be great for communication purposes. The other thing, there are a lot of people. I went to a meeting, a PTA workshop last week, and one of the things that I heard was the lady was talking about, unfortunately, what's going on with ICE, regardless of whether Republican, Democrat, whether you agree or don't agree with what's going on. There's a lot of families who are terrified. They don't come out to any events. They don't participate for anything. And then there's the other side of it. They don't speak the language. I don't know what can be done to kind of be there for those families as well. I do speak 6 international languages fluently, and I'd love to help contribute. I don't know what's the process. I'm learning. I'm brand new. if there's a committee that I can be referred to, that I can participate with, that I can help, because they're all forgotten about. They are behind. They don't come to school, you know, rec basketball. They don't come to rec soccer. They're scared and terrified. So again, regardless of political views, the kids matter, and I think there it's an opportunity there. So I'm not sure what can be done, and I'm sure it could be like a whole conversation.
Sure. I just want to talk, as far as translation, the borough does have, you know, statute needing translation to guide people when they come for municipal services. So we meet all those rules, but they can be improved upon. One, again, the CBA is going to be a great opportunity to fund the stuff that we were not able to fund. And one of them is translator services. There are several translators that are employed in Eatontown businesses and Eatontown licensed translators, too. And I've already spoken with Janice Grosso about when they have a rec event, and we have a few that we want to do at the community center, language specific, to bring them in to explain. Hey, if you're in the building trade, these are the things that we're looking for construction compliance, and we would like to have host it, and we would be working with people to make sure they're aware. A lot of times when people get frustrated when they come down the hall to the construction office, unfortunately they didn't understand what the code is, right? They're probably master craftsmen, but they just don't know what the code is. And so helping them there, helping them, and then also, you're right, in the rec program, the PTA has done wonders. They now put their notifications out in Portuguese. In Spanish, and so the time has come. There was a woman a long time ago who wanted to translate, and everyone ignored her when she came to the microphone. I think it's time that we actually start putting some of our stuff in other languages as well. But yeah, it is something we're looking at, and we're happy to work together. I'm sorry, Councilman Jones?
Regarding ICE, from what I remember talking with the superintendent, they have through each of the schools, they actually have, and I believe it's on the school district's webpage, they have what to do, they have like a know your rights / what to do. So if someone is opposed by ICE or detained, what are the next steps and what can the school can and cannot do? So I would definitely refer them to visit the Eatontown.org, which is the district website, or they should contact the superintendent. The superintendent is Mr. Scott McHugh, and he will walk them through that process. Because I have seen, even last year, there were discussions about what to do, and because ICE has been coming closer to town, like just on MLK Day, they were on Long Branch on Broadway. So so that is something that the school district is addressing. So if you direct them, or if you want to contact Mr. McHugh, or go to the borough's, not the borough, the school district's webpage, they should have that information there.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely participating in a few different things with the PTA that I thank God I got invited to for that. I just wasn't sure if there's anything that can be done from the township.
I can talk to our attorney and our administrator, because I'm not sure what we can do on a municipal level, but the concerns are valid because I've heard from a few residents as well. So at least if I direct them to that or the ACLU New Jersey website, they have a Know Your Rights postcard that has all the information as well. So I have been directing residents to that, but also making sure that they connect with the superintendent and the school district, because they now have a district social worker and other things, so there's other resources to provide them, and also other services, including counseling, that they may be able to connect them to. So I've been directing folks to that.
Okay. Thank you for that. Last but not least, I submitted for committees a few months back, and what's the process? How do I follow up on that?
So there's no finite process. Ever since Mayor Connolly was in, what the borough has been doing, with two exceptions, is that people apply to that, and then either the liaisons to the committees are supposed to be, you know, inviting you to the group and come, or theoretically, if someone is interested, they'll actually show up at a meeting. It's kind of hard to verify that someone is interested in joining a committee if they don't go to the meetings as well. We had someone apply to the planning board once who liked to plan events for seniors, so that's why she applied for the planning board. And then when she came to the planning board, she realized that that's not what the planning board is. So we asked people to come to the meetings. What we've been doing for the past 11 years is that we ask people to come to a couple meetings. And the reason why is because, A, it helps the committee see the new member, and it helps the member see if it's something they're interested in. And after they come to a couple meetings, the council member who wants to appoint them to the committee will have the administrator put a closed session under personnel. We go into closed session and we talk about if we should add somebody. In the past, somebody wanted to join the Shade Tree Commission because they had several properties they wanted to have trees cut down in. And we decided not to appoint them to the Shade Tree Commission when we discussed that in closed session. But in any event, and then at the following meeting, they get appointed. And what that does is it shows that someone is interested and they join, and they actually have some skin in the game to go to the meetings. The only time we make an exception in the past has been when a person wants to join a committee that there are so many seats open and it's a one-year term, and if they don't show up, there's no law. So for example, the Tenants' Rights Committee, there's always an opening and they're a one-year term. So let's say we appointed you in July because they needed people and you never showed up. It doesn't matter because there's vacancies, and at the end of the year, we can always get rid of you. But to appoint you to a term with 3 years, if you just decide not to show up, there's a whole process to remove you. And so that's what we've done. In fact, when Councilman Gonzalez was on council, we dealt with issues like that, how to remove, you know, people just weren't showing up, either for legitimate or other reasons. So that's generally how it works.
So step one, show up.
That should be, that's the least a person can do if they want to be on a committee.
Okay.
There's nothing lower than showing up.
No, I get it. Yeah, so step number one, show up, and then from there, it depends on...
Yeah, okay. Somebody may say, I'd like to appoint this person. Someone may not want to, someone does. I can tell you, since we're friends, generally speaking, council has been reluctant to appoint people to a board when they start running for council, because when people usually apply for something the year they run for council, but that's not a rule. There's no law whatsoever. It's just what's happened historically.
Okay, cool. And trying to score some points with Mayor. All right, I'm done.
Have a nice day. Anyone else? Mr. Clark. Mr. Clark.
Frank Clark. Seven Clark Lane.
Frank Clark.
If you go in the direction of a new borough hall, what would be the process to pay for it and at the same time not kill us?
There's several things. Number one, we don't know what the cost of the borough hall is going to be. We have some funds that will be available under the Netflix $47 million. And by the way, there's this ridiculous nonsense going around that we got less money than Oceanport on Facebook. Just so you're aware, we actually got like almost double in Oceanport, but I digress. So there's Netflix money, the upfront capital. I said in October, the public would not want the entire pot of $47 million to go to a municipal building, which is why I have been starting since the closing to talk about the dam, paving, the school capital programs, the sewer, and paving in the downtown, which is going to be brought up at the next council meeting. Those are all the projects that I want to get going, large capital projects. So some of it will come from the Netflix $47 million, because of course that's where some of it should come, but not all of it. The borough could bond for it. If you look at the way the pilot is structured, what you'll notice is that in year three, there's a revenue stream that comes in. And that's what I've been saying for a very long time. And if I'm not here in year three, I hope people are smart enough to actually understand that in year three, if this town has not made a commitment to that revenue stream, you're never going to get it back. This is the time we have to make those commitments, because there is a very strong possibility that we can have a net neutral on our capital programs in this town, which is why we structured it that way. So kind of like what we talked about on the phone today, the same answer, it hasn't changed since then. It would be bonded over the useful life of the building, which I think, Annie, by statute, we do a 30-year bond for a building. I don't know what this municipal
statute is. My question, if it could be spread out over 30 years.
Yeah. There, and we also have a financial planner. One of the, there may be a mathematical benefit to take a large amount up front and pay. There may be a mathematical benefit to pay some of it up front and some of it over an income stream. We spent a lot of time, contrary to what you may have read, there was a strong amount of financial discussion onto structuring the Netflix pilot the way we did. And if this town does it right, not just the municipal building, capital programs, working with the schools, there's a significant amount that grows every single year that we can make that neutral. And that's what the plan, if we do it right. And hopefully we will work together to do that.
Thank you.
Thanks. And I'd like to introduce Frank Clark, only to say that when I was on council my first year, he told me about the tub grinder, and he gave me a list of towns to contact, which I did. And I think we're like over $1 million of revenue now that I thank you for your partnership on. So, I only say that because he's not running for council, so I can give him some credit. Anything else before we adjourn?
Nice headboard.
It was a couple weeks ago. You're late, but thank you. And I would like to just say, since we're all here and all friends, trust me, we spent an incredible amount of time planning that Netflix pilot. I do not care what you read from people on Facebook. Call me. We planned it meticulously. There are funding mechanisms in that where we could do capital projects in the town, capital projects in the school, and if we don't have them in place when that revenue stream starts, we have only ourselves to blame. And this is something we should work towards, because we were given a tremendous opportunity, and I'm telling you, that is going to be a way to help this town with its infrastructure issues without hurting the taxpayer. So, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Ahriman. Faust, all in favor. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Good evening. If you are using this new computer and you logged into a personal email, which you should not have, could you please